It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting this morning from Kansas City, Missouri, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Climate. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Yes, it is a long distance from our small towns and big cities here in the heartland of America, but many of you in this region can feel some kinship with the people of Humboldt, Saskatchewan, Canada. Where I'm sitting at this moment in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm some 1,200 miles and almost 20 hours in the car away from Humboldt. But many of us have been saddened following their horrific tragedy in Saskatchewan a week ago this evening. The first of the funerals of all of those killed in the truck-bus collision was held yesterday. There will be more this weekend. An official with the Broncos hockey team in Humboldt issued a statement saying the media should not attend the funeral service. The statement said a grieving family has asked for absolutely no media coverage. This is an incredibly emotional and trying time for the Broncos family. From This Week in Agribusiness, the nation's agriculture secretary, Sonny Perdue, is continuing his very busy schedule of travels to greet farmers and others across the U.S. He's in Tennessee today, where part of the visit will focus around Nashville. There, Secretary Perdue will visit, among other places, the Ellington Agriculture Center. This secretary, by the way, has traveled more, I think, than any of the 14 I've covered since Earl Butts, Richard Nixon's ag secretary. Sonny Perdue likes farmers and wants to be with them. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, at a wide-ranging talk with Republican governors and senators about agriculture and trade, the president yesterday suggested reopening talks for the U.S. to re-enter the Trans-Pacific Partnership. My, my. And talking on both trade and ethanol, Trump also said in that same meeting he will open up biofuels blends to 15% ethanol year-round. Are you familiar with the Make-A-Wish Foundation? If you're not, you ought to be. They make it possible for very sick kids to do what they couldn't do otherwise. And earlier this week, a 12-year-old boy, Colin Nishinoto, who had been asked what he wanted to do, made his choice. He said he wanted to meet the doctors who saved his life. Colin's mother, Paula, said, "We were saying and whispering, how about Disneyland? How about Japan?" He said no. He wanted to go thank his doctors. That's the Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.